Welcome back to Hartford High School Gymnasium as the area high school game of the week, multi-game edition this week, as we have the Hartford Lady Jaguars playing host to the Madison Lady Bulldogs. Hi, I'm Ken Hansen along with Tegan Trahoon. Both teams entering tonight with Madison leading right now the Lyon County League, but this is first of three games for them this week.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big thing there. You know, I talked about right before we went into the Mouse Tire pregame show, Ken, the big thing with these two teams is going to be the conditioning. And Madison, you know, they never do anything easy. If there's a hard path and an easy path, they're always going to take the hard path, especially with Brett Daniels behind the bench. But that being said, you have to really look at their conditioning and look at the fact that they had a slow comeback from the winter break, just like everybody else. That conditioning is going to be a little off, and I mean that on both sides as well. I mean, look at Hartford. They're known for their conditioning and their ability to play a full game, but you had that lengthy layoff. You're doing a lot of makeup games. They just played a game last night. They've got the back-to-back. It can be draining in certain situations.
Yes, and they lost to a really good Lebo team last night, and they said they were in it for like the first quarter and a half, and then Lebo just took over after that. And this game here tonight, I think that's really taken, might be the keys to the game, is whoever can withstand the first volley.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes that first volley is the most potent, maybe the most impactful. If you're able to get through that, you know, I'll put it in boxing terms, you know, get a little nod there with Spartan Boxing Club.
Yeah.
We always tell our guys, you know, if you're fighting somebody that's just a brawler, let them brawl. Let them go and throw the punches and let them swing their heart out, because by the time you get to the second round, they're going to be extremely exhausted. They're going to be zapped of their strength. If you can just weather that early onslaught, you're in the driver's seat from that point on.
Well, and one thing is with these two teams, with Madison especially, Madison probably has one of the top two or three players in the league with Jalen Weekly. And Jalen's usually good for 15-20 on a night. But they need to find that extra person to go with them.
Let's
get a rundown of the starting lineups for tonight's game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding area with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Hartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. And for the Madison Lady Bulldogs, coming in with a record of 8-0 on the season, 4-0 in the Lyon County League, ranked 5th in the state in Class 1A Division 1. They'll go with Candace Ashlock, a senior, Kaylin Luthy, a junior, Sadie Albert, a junior, Jalen Winkley, a senior, and Jenna Thompson, a sophomore. Head coach is Brett Daniels. He's assisted by Ava Fultz. And for the Hartford Lady Jaguars, they have Lauren Finnerty, a freshman, Kylie Finnerty, a senior, Trinity Wendell, a senior, Lexi Geeskin-Mears, a senior, and Aubrey Finnerty, a junior. Head coach is Ryan Thomas, and he's assisted by Damon Kistner.
They got Infinity Finnerties out there on the court for the Hartford Lady Jaguars.
Yes, they do. So you may just hear me say Lauren, Bukaya, Aubrey.
Might have to go that way, absolutely.
And if I do that, that just lets you know that it's one of the Finnerties.
Yeah, they're all Finnerties, absolutely.
And Hartford in their home white with white tops and blue numbers, while Madison in the red black with yellow numbers and yellow stripes. Let's take a break here right now. We'll be back with the start of the game coming up on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by NextTech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is NextTech Wireless, located inside the Foothills Mall.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, OP Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors. Wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane. Providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud, go Bulldogs! Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. By Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by Primit Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Back here at Hartford High School and the area high school game of the week. And let's run down what our schedule is going to be like for the rest of the week. As we have tomorrow night, we have the Flint Hills League girls semifinals taken tonight, Dave. And we'll have at 6 o'clock, we'll have Chase County versus Mission Valley, followed by at 7:30, Osage City taking on Linden. Then on Thursday night, I'll be in Madison for OP at Madison when we have the makeup game from earlier this month. And I'll be down there. That tip-off will be at about 6 o'clock on Thursday night. Then finally, we have the boys' semifinals from the Flint Hills League tournament. I already do have one final score in that. That was Osage City boys defeated Chase County 49-41. And so we'll have the boys' semifinals on Friday and the third place in championship games on Saturday. And taking this out of this is going to be fun tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. These two teams definitely know how to put on a show, and they match up pretty well. Again, you can't look at everything just from the size of their rosters. You have to take into account the athletic ability of each of these teams, and they both got athletes that can go for days.
That they do. Hartford in their home white with blue numbers and blue stripes. Madison in their road black with yellow numbers and yellow stripes. Jalen Weekly set to jump center for Madison, going up against Trinity Wendell, who's an all-stater in the high jump for Hartford. The tip is up, and it goes to Madison. Sadie Albert with it, gets it across the timeline, the right side to Luby. Luby brings it up, top now, dribbles the right side, has the ball knocked away by Kylie Finnerty, and it's going to be off of Kaylin Luby. Out of bounds to Hartford. Lauren Kennedy with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense being put on by Madison. She gives it over left side, Trinity Wendell. Trinity Wendell drives in. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Jenna Thompson or Madison. Jenna gets it across the timeline. Gets the ball to the right side. Three-pointer by Candace Ashlock is up. and good. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And it's 3-0. Madison with the early lead.
We talked about weathering that early storm, and, you know, right there, Madison shows that they're deadly from just about every point of the court. So you have to make sure that you are playing defense, lockdown defense, throughout this game if you're Hartford.
Yeah, because if they're hitting the threes, that's going to open it up for Weekly on the post.
Absolutely.
Inbounds pass comes in to get it over to Wendell on the left side. She gets it inside to Aubrey Finnerty. Aubrey Finnerty shots up no good. Rebounded out of bounds off of Jalen Weekly.
A little bit of a lucky break there for the ladies in white as they get the ball back there after, a pretty optimistic shot there by Aubrey Finnerty.
Well, pass comes in to Aubrey. Aubrey's now being double-teamed. She gets it inside, shots up no good, and there's foul on the rebound. Foul is going to be on Sadie Albert. That's her first team foul of the half on Madison. Inbounds pass comes in the right side. Now they tried to get in to Aubrey Finnerty, and ball's tied up, and it'll go over to Madison.
First turnover of the ball game for Hartford. No, actually, they're going to say it's staying with Hartford.
Oh, he pointed one way.
I thought he did, too. No, they're going to say it's staying with the ladies in white there, and so they get another chance at it. 0-for-3 thus far to start the ball game off.
They get the ball inside to Lexi Gieskamir. Shots blocked from behind. Here comes Madison on the break. Sadie Albert gets it in the Weekly. Weekly double team there. Ooh. Loose ball, and it's going to be a tie up, and they'll stay with Madison. I noticed how they went to double-team Weekly as soon as she got the ball in the post.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you're going to have to do that all night long considering the fact that she is arguably the most dangerous shooter out there on the court on either side.
Now they get the ball in. Kaylin Luby has it, dribbles right side, gives it off to Jenna Thomas. Jenna Thompson's shot is up, no good. Rebound, going to be tie up again on the rebound. That's got to be four tie-ups or five already.
Well, Hartford definitely fighting for it real hard here, and they're doing a great job defensively of kind of disrupting the rhythm of Madison. The problem is they're still getting open looks here, and Hartford's having some trouble converting the opportunities on the second chances.
Warren Finnerty with the ball up top, gives it over to Trinity Wendell, left side to Gieskin Mears. Inside it goes to Kylie Finnerty. Kylie Finnerty shots up, no good, rebounded to Madison. Here comes Weekly with it. She dribbles inside, turns around, shot is up and good.
Right there, you just cannot let her get open. You have to stay with her. She did a great move there in the post. Just makes the tiniest little sidestep, loses her defender, goes right up, sinks it.
5-0 now, Madison with the lead. Three-pointers up and no good. Rebounded by Trinity Wendell. She's going to be fouled.
See, now, here's where the issue comes into play. Madison is known for playing a very aggressive style. They're not afraid to kind of push the boundaries a little bit, but that can get you into some serious trouble. The only upside to that is Brett Daniels has way more options in his bench than Ryan Thomas.
Driving in is Lauren Finnerty. Shots up no good, and a foul on the rebound.
Well, they're winning the rebound battle thus far, 3-1 over Madison, but Hartford already in the early goings of this game, 0-for-6 from the field.
That is the first foul on Candace Ashlock. Third team foul on Madison, and at the line shooting two is Lauren Finnerty. She gets the first one to go.
Substitution coming in here for the Lady Jaguars. Taking a seat there will be Aubrey Finnerty. Coming in will be Toby Soul. Soul, the senior, she's also a pretty dangerous threat from beyond the arc.
Mm-hmm. Free throws up and good. Now they cut the lead to 5-2. Madison, though, with the basketball. Getting it inside to Luby. Luby kicks it out left side. Now they get it up to Albert up top. Albert drives in, gives the ball over to Luby, and Luby can't handle the pass. Yeah, Madison being a little sloppy right now.
Yeah, that's their first turnover of the game thus far. They've lost some rebound battles, but it's the first real slip-up we've seen in their offensive set.
So Lauren Fennedy gives the ball to the left side to Gieskin Mears. Mears gets it in. Now they kick it back out to Toby Soule. Toby gets it inside. Now they dish it in underneath the Trendy Wendell. Layup is up, no good. Rebounded to Madison. Here comes Jalen Weakley on the break. Dribbles the ball right side. Gives it back to Weakley. Weakley now spins and slips.
Ooh, lost her feet.
And now we're going to have a loose ball foul. And I think they're going to get that on Jenna Thompson.
Yeah, you're right. And the Madison crowd not liking that one, thinking it was just incidental contact. And I got to say, they might have a bit of a case there. There were kind of bodies flying all over the place. Coach Daniels wants an explanation on that one, and I can't blame him. I mean, it looked like there was no real causation on either side for that one. Just some feet got tangled up. They were diving for a loose ball.
Yeah, and that's going to force her, Jenna Thompson, to come out and sit out for a little bit. The substitute with Camden White.
Hartford still scoreless from the field, 0 for 7.
Finity with Lauren Finity gives it down in the corner to Toby Soule. Back at, up to Kylie Finity inside the window. Layup good. And that's Trinity's first two, and they cut the lead to 5 to 4. 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Now the inbound, try to get it in underneath the Jalen Weakley. Had the ball knocked away. Again, good defense in the post that time by Hartford.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been doing a great job of kind of locking down the post, also locking down the lane really effectively. The problem is once that ball goes up, they're just having a hard time really reclaiming the rebounds or even stopping the progression.
They get the ball in the Weakley. Weakley shots up, no good. Then Gieskin Mears dribbles the ball off her foot.
See, and right there, that's kind of what I'm talking about is, yeah, they're winning the rebound battle right now, but the problem is, well, they were winning it, as that's actually brought it even at 3-3, but the problem is they just haven't been able to capitalize on anything afterwards, they being Hartford.
Kaylin Luthy's shot is up, no good. Rebounded to Hartford.
I think Luthy got away with an extra step there.
Now Toby Soule with it on the left wing, gives the ball up to Wendell. Wendell now off to Lauren Finity. Lauren gives the ball left side to Toby Soule. Toby Soule drives in, shots up, no good. Rebound off of Jalen Weakley. Coach Daniels not happy with the execution of his team right now.
No, and I can't blame him. This is not the Madison team we're used to seeing, and you would think they'd be a little bit more nourish as Toby Soule almost taking a long three.
Yeah, she looked at it, didn't she?
She did. Well, she is known for her shooting ability.
Oh, but then she double dribbles.
Second turnover of the game for Hartford thus far.
Madison leading 5-4, just past the halfway mark of the first quarter. Jalen Luthy gets it across the timeline. Now over to Jalen Weakley. Weakley has the ball stolen by Lauren Finity. Finity gets it across timeline. Now to Toby Soule. Toby Soule over to Lauren Finity. Lauren Finity tries to get the ball in the post, but there was nobody there. Turnover to... Oh, they're going to say it was off of Madison.
Huh. I don't know about that one. From the angle we had, I didn't see it bounce off of anybody. I just saw a complete missed pass, but
yeah,
that's why the officials have a better view than we do.
Yes. Inbounds pass comes in. Going to chase it down in backcourt.
Close
now,
to the foul.
Gieskin Mears has got it. Gets it in to Trendy Wendell. Trendy Wendell's shot blocked. They're going to call a foul on Camden White.
See, I'll say this about Wendell. I've loved every approach that she's made to the basket thus far. It's about as picture perfect as you could want it to be. The problem is she just can't get around the hands of those Madison defenders because she is giving up about a solid 2 inches in some cases.
And now at the free throw line, it is Trendy Wendell. Chance to tie it up here. Free throw is up, and it is no good.
Ooh. Hartford now 2 of 3 from the foul line thus far to start this game. First 2 points of the ball game came from the foul line.
And Wendell's second attempt. It's on the way up, and no good. Rebounded to Jalen Weakley. She gets it across the timeline. Down it goes in the right side to Sadie Albert. Albert on the baseline now has the ball stolen by Gieskin Mears. Into the hands of Lauren Finity. That's three. Turnovers now on Madison. Three-pointer by Toby Soule is up and no good. Rebounded by Jalen Weakley. Weekly looks down to Camden White on the break. White layup, no good, but she's fouled. That was a nice, actually, catch by Camden White.
Yeah, great catch and almost a picture-perfect finish. Still gets the chance at the two, though.
Foul is on Toby Soule. That's her first.
First trip to the free throw line for Madison tonight.
White's free throw's up and no good.
So far, Hartford shooting 50% from the foul line. Again, their first 2 points of the ball game came from the foul line.
Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Trinity Wendell of Hartford.
That was an interesting one because the first shot was too long, just kind of banged off the back iron, fell away. The second one, way short.
Timeout called by Madison coach Brett Daniels, and we'll take a timeout too. 2:57 to go in the first quarter. Madison 5, Hartford 4, back after this 30-second timeout.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Have an update from the Emporia High School game. Emporia High 14, Wichita Independent 3 after the first quarter. Thanks to Dylan for sending us that.
Good old Dylan Sherwood up there in Wichita.
And now Madison with the lead in the basketball. Kaylin Luthy has it. Gets it. No, she's going to call for travel.
Yeah, and she's gotten away with about two or three of those so far early on in this game, so it was bound to catch up to her at some point. I think she was getting a little too comfortable dragging that foot a little too far.
5-4. Madison with the lead, but Hartford with the basketball. Lauren Finnerty gives the ball over the right side to Kylie Finnerty. Kylie gives it up to Toby Soule. Toby Soule right side to Kylie Finnerty. We're going to get a foul. I think they're going to get an illegal screen.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Foul on Toby Soule. That's her second foul. So checking back in the game is Aubrey Finnerty.
Soule taking a seat and getting a little bit of a talking to there by Coach Ryan Thomas.
Kaylin Luthy gets it across the timeline, gets the ball right side to now Sadie Albert with it. She goes to the left side to Luthy. Luthy drives in, shots up, no good. Rebound out to Candace Ashlock. Now she gives it to Sadie Albert. Now left side it goes. Now Jalen Weekly, top of the key. Jalen gives it left side to Camden White. White back up to Albert. Albert gets the shot off, and we're going to get a traveling call before the shot.
Oh. I thought she took a little bit of an elbow there to the chest, but no, they saw the feet moving instead.
Yeah, Coach Nannels, I think, just looked over and went, yeah, that's what it was. 1:57 to go here in the first quarter, 5-4. Masson with lead, Hartford with the ball. Ball gets knocked out of bounds on the far right side. It will stay with Hartford.
You know, we were giving Hartford a lot of credit defensively early on, but we got to give Madison a lot of credit, too. So far, only one shot has fallen for Hartford from the field. They're currently 1 out of 11.
The ball comes in to Kylie Finnerty. Kylie Finnerty gives the ball off to Lauren Finnerty. Lauren Finnerty gives it off to Trinity Wendell. Wendell gets the ball right side to Gieskin Mears. Back up top. Now they swing it left side to Trinity Wendell. Trinity gets it in underneath. Turnaround shot is up and no good by Kylie Finnerty. Here comes Madison on the break. Jalen Weekly has it. Weekly thought about better than going 1-on-4. Pulled it back out to Camden White. White now gives the ball off. The right side it goes to Sadie Albert. Albert tries to get into Weekly, but she's being double-teamed from over there.
But I think that's what they were counting on, though, Ken, was she knew she had so many bodies around her. She was bound to draw a foul if she just could get the ball to her. She was calling for that pass relentlessly. She got it, and she got the foul.
That foul was on Kylie Finnerty. That's her first. Inbounds pass comes into Weekly. Weekly gives it off to Albert. Albert goes to the left side to White. White. Now, dishes it across the court. Three-pointer by Candace Ashlock is up and good. Candace Ashlock with her second three-pointer of the night. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. 8-4. Masson with the lead. Just under 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hartford though with the basketball. Three-pointer from the right side by Lauren Finley. No good. Foul on the rebound. As Candace Ashlock had, she had good positioning that time, didn't she?
Yeah, she certainly did.
That foul is on Lexi Gieskin-Mears, her first.
Seventh rebound of the game here for Madison, the majority of those taking place in the offensive zone. Or and defensive zone, I should say, sorry.
Yeah. And so here comes Madison with the basketball. Ashlock has it left side. Shots up, no good, but she's fouled.
It's going to be a very physical game just from the early onset here.
And to me, that would favor Madison just because of the numbers.
Absolutely. Quick update from Wichita Independent. Emporia High at the half, up 21-14 over Independent. Thank you again to Dylan Sherwood over on KVOE 1400 AM.
Looking for win number one on the season.
Sometimes that first one's the hardest one to get.
It is. It is.
Madison starting to correct themselves here with the free throw game. They were 0 for 2 on their first two attempts just a few moments ago. Now the first one falls, and the second follows.
Okay, well, Luthy now with 2 points on the night, 10-4. Madison with the lead under 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Both teams 50% from the free throw line thus far.
Gieskin-Mears has it on the right side, has the ball stolen by Kaylin Luthy. Luthy gets it across the timeline. Ball goes to the right side to Sadie Albert. She drives in. Shots up, no good. She's fouled.
I don't know about that one.
That is number one on Trinity Wendell. So now Sadie Albert going to the free throw line. Her first time tonight. Free throws up and good.
To me, that did look like an all-ball stuff, but again, refs have a better view of it than us.
Sometimes.
You said it, not me.
Okay. Second free throw is up and good.
4 out of 6 from the foul line now is Madison.
Yeah. Candace Ashlock almost got a steal on the inbounds play.
Just couldn't hold on to it.
Now the inbounds pass comes in. Comes up to Aubrey Finity. Aubrey Finity stops, gives the ball inside. The ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and that will do it for the first quarter. And at the end of one, it is Madison 12, Hartford 4, back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates available. The Madison Alumni Association, they back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their MHS student athletes every step of the way. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 366-1161. The Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flintcoastbank.com. And the Hartford One Stop, where their convenience store is open 7 days a week to serve you. Check out their daily lunch specials. Go Jaguars!
As we get set to start the second quarter, it's 12-4. Madison with the lead, and they'll have the basketball to start off the second quarter. Thompson gets the ball inbounds to Ashlock. Ashlock gets the ball left side to Luthy. Luthy gets it in the paint to Weekly. Weekly shot is up and off the glass and good. That was a beautiful, they executed that play to a T.
Absolutely. And I think that will... quick break in the quarter there was exactly what they needed. They just needed that quick talking to by Coach Daniels.
Ball goes inside the Aubrey Finity. Shots up no good. Here comes Madison on the break. Jenna Thompson's going to get called for traveling. Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Coach Daniels might be a little extra upset about that particular call, because before we went to the quarter break, Aubrey Finnerty was actually carrying the ball. She had it up on her fingertips in the air and took about three extra steps. There was no call there, so I think Coach Daniels not too pleased with that one after he thought that maybe they should have had one earlier.
Madison leading 14-4, 7:20 to go here in the first half. Hartford with the basketball. Wendell gives it up. Three-pointer's up and no good by Toby Sowell. Put back up is up and good by Aubrey Finnerty.
First or second make from the field there for Hartford thus far in this ballgame.
Cuts the lead to 14-6, 7 minutes to go. And three-pointer's up and no good by Jalen Weekly. Rebound put back up and good by Candace Ashlock. Ashlock leading all scorers with eight. And Madison extends their lead to 10, 16-6. 6:45 to go in the first half. And then we're going to get a foul as Hartford was trying to drive the lane. But Madison wasn't going to let that happen. Foul is on Candace Ashlock. That's her second. So she'll be taking a seat. Camden White back in the game for Madison. Inbounds pass from Sol comes in to Aubrey Finnerty. She gives the ball off to Lauren Finnerty. Back up to Wendell. Inside to Aubrey Finnerty's layup is up and good. Aubrey Finnerty now with four quick points.
She's been looking for that shot all night, that little skyhook right over the defender. She hasn't been able to get it to fall. That's going to be a confidence booster for her.
Yeah, that she has. I mean, that's her go-to shot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kayla Moody spins, gets inside, shots up off the glass, and good.
Well, we're starting to see some success offensively here for Hartford. The problem is now it seems to be costing them on the other end as their defense is breaking down a little bit and maybe a little hesitancy because of what the fouls have been called.
18-8. Madison with the lead. Hartford, though, with the basketball. They get the ball inside the Aubrey Finnerty, and she's fouled.
Hard.
Yeah, they were going to make sure that it wasn't going up.
Yeah, they got right up in her face, two bodies on her.
Foul is on Jalen Weekly, her first personal. Second team foul of the quarter on Madison. Aubrey Finnerty at the line to shoot two.
That block looked like a Spagnola defense for the Chiefs right there.
Yeah. That free throw is up and no good. Second free throw by Aubrey Finnerty is up and no good. Rebound to Madison.
Hit their first two, or they missed their last four.
Ball goes to the right side. Now they get it in to Thompson. Thompson's shot is up, no good. Rebound comes down to Hartford. Lauren Finnerty with it. She takes it right down the lane. She's going to be fouled out front.
Wow. Lot of contact thus far in the early going of this game.
Foul is on Caitlin Luthi. That's her first. And the third team foul already of the quarter on
Madison.
Inbounds pass comes in up top to get it in. Finnerty shot is up and good. Aubrey Finnerty with another hook shot.
Three straight makes here for Hartford from the floor after a string of misses started the ball game off. They're starting to catch fire here offensively.
And they've all been Aubrey Finnerty.
Yep.
They cut the lead to 18-10, 5:15 to go in the first half. Ball goes to the right side. Sadie Albert picks up her dribble and having some trouble with it. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Trinity Wendell. And then Trinity Wendell is going to get fouled by Jalen Weekly. And that's number two on Jalen. So that's three Madison Lady Bulldogs with two fouls each taken.
Two impactful players there for Madison. I mean, crucial players, really.
Candace Ashlock replacing Jalen Weekly. Lauren Finnerty gets it across the timeline. Gets the ball right side to Toby Sol. Sol gets it in underneath to Aubrey Finnerty. Back outside to Kylie Finnerty. Kylie Finnerty gets in the scorebook with her first two of the night. and they cut the lead to 18-12. So a little bit of confidence right now going for Hartford.
Four straight makes here on the last four offensive possessions for Hartford.
And Luthi has it. She picks up her dribble. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Wendell. Wendell on the break. Layup. No good. Rebound. Toby Soule misses, but she's fouled.
Yeah, you could hear that one.
Yeah. Oh, that's number three on Candace Ashlock.
If you're Coach Daniels, I don't think you're too happy about that.
Free throws up and good by Toby Soule.
Breaks the streak of misses. Again, they were, Hartford hit their first two and then would miss their next four. Finally back on the making ways there from the foul line.
Bailey Benjamin now in the game for Madison. Along, Jalen Weekly's back in. Chance to cut the lead to four.
Again, you're able to see the size difference in the rosters here as Madison able to rotate plenty of players out to get the ones out of foul trouble out of trouble.
Toby Soule hits the second free throw. 4:25 to go in the first half, 18-4. Madison with the lead in the basketball. It was up to, I think, an 8-point lead. And Hartford has came back. Ball goes to the left side to Luby. Luby has the ball stolen away. Finity throws the ball away. And Jenna Thompson runs it down, gets it to Jalen Weekly. Weekly goes across court to Luby. Luby has the ball knocked away. And here comes Lauren Finity for Hartford. Lauren Finity, spin move, has the ball knocked away by Luby. But it goes out of bounds.
In that last series, two turnovers for Madison, one for Hartford. That brings Madison up to 9 turnovers in this first half. Did not think I'd be saying that tonight. 6 turnovers for Hartford.
No. And Toby Soule with it. Gets the ball to the right side. To Lauren Finity. Inside it goes to Aubrey Finity. Shot is up. No good. Rebound and pulled down by Sadie Albert. She gets it across the timeline.
Aubrey was just forcing that one a little too much. There was nowhere to go with it, but she was trying to get it to fall.
Now, Sadie Albert drives the lane. Shot's up no good, but she's fouled.
10 rebounds thus far for Madison. 7 for Hartford. So Madison was losing the rebound game early on, but now they've gotten in firm control there.
Foul is on Trinity Wendell. That's her second. Sadie Albert at the free throw line. Free throws up and good. Timeout called by Hartford coach Ryan Thomas. We'll take a timeout too. 3:31 to go in the first half. Madison 19, Hartford 14. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Madison, part of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Back here at Hartford High School. Of course, we'll have Madison on the again on Thursday when they take play host to Opie. In a makeup game from the first Tuesday in January.
Snowmageddon, as we call it.
Yes. Yes.
Be spoken of in hushed tones for years to come from those that live through it.
Sadie Albert's second free throw's up and good.
Well, it's kind of a reverse tail of the tape here. Madison missed their first two consecutive free throws, and then they have not missed since.
Yeah. And now we're going to get 3 seconds in the lane on I think they're going to get that on Toby Soule.
They are, yeah, and that's going to be the 7th turnover for Hartford. Still trailing behind Madison with 9, but still. Both teams needing a little better ball security here as the game winds on.
Bailey Benjamin with it, gets the ball out to Sadie Albert. Albert, spin move, gets in the baseline, shots up and no good. Rebounded by Bailey Benjamin, she kicks it out. Three-pointer by Jalen Winkley is up no good. Rebounded by Kaylin Ruby. Ruby goes across court. Now they get underneath.
Wow.
Bailey Benjamin layup good.
Great ball movement there by the Lady Bulldogs. They get all the defenders out of position. Chasing the ball leaves the back door wide open.
And that sends the lead to 22-14. Now driving in to Sadie is
Toby Soul.
Toby Soul, and she's going to be fouled by Jenna Thompson. And that's number three on Jenna.
Toby got bailed out there by that foul, but was not really a shot that she needed to take. She went under the basket and just kind of threw up a prayer. It hit the underside of the rim, threw right back down. She didn't even have a clear view there. So Coach Thomas, I think he's happy that she's going to the line, but had that not been the case, I don't think he would be as positive as he is right at this moment.
So Camden White back in the game. Toby sold 3-for-3 tonight from the line, and I probably just jinxed her.
Nope. Not yet.
Yeah.
Still a lot of game left, though, Ken.
We'll wait. We'll get it later.
We'll all be staring at you afterwards.
22-16. Masson with the lead over Hartford. 2:35 to go in the first half. Ball goes to the left side. Now we get it back up to Jalen Weekly. Weekly drives faint. Dishes it right side. Camden White. Camden White's shot is up and good.
Well, that was another one of those desperation shots. We've seen both teams kind of throwing up here throughout the first, and it worked out in her favor, but both teams having some trouble getting around the defenders as of late.
Ball stolen by Sadie Albert. Gives it off to Luby. Nearing 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Luby drives in, shots up no good, but she's fouled. Oh, and that'll be number three on Trinity Wendell.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to see possibly a few players sitting before the night is over.
Yeah.
And that's a problem if you're Hartford because, again, you only have two subs on the bench, really.
Inbounds pass comes in. They get the ball to the left side to Benjamin. Benjamin gets it into Albert. Albert gets the shot off. No good. Rebound out of bounds to Hartford. I think the referee is like, well, okay, where's he going to signal that one?
I think he's just dragging him out the suspense there a little bit. He's a little bit of a showman there. I kind of like it. Theatrical.
And now ball stolen away by Madison. Benjamin comes up with it, gives it off to Luby. Luby gets the ball down the court to White. White drives in, gets the ball off to Benjamin, and she's fouled. That was another nice pass, though, by Camden White. To get the ball into Bailey Benjamin.
Lauren Finnerty looking at Coach Thomas saying, I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but clearly they saw her grab someone's wrist.
Or it may not have been her, but the other one, and they called it on her. Now, free throw by Bailey Benjamin is up and good.
Seventh consecutive make from the free throw line for Madison after missing their first initial shots.
There we go. The free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Hartford.
You were waiting for that broadcaster jinx to kick in, weren't you?
Yes, we knew it would catch up to us sometime.
Not bad.
Now the ball goes inside, and they throw the ball away.
That is the ninth turnover now for Hartford. Ties Madison, so both teams with nine turnovers apiece here in the first two quarters of this ball game. The way these defenses have been playing, though, Ken, I mean, you got to look at that. You don't want that many turnovers in any regard, but when you look at how these two defenses have kind of been in each other's faces, it's surprising it's not larger.
Yes. Ball goes to the left side to Camden White. She gets it in underneath to Benjamin. Benjamin couldn't handle the pass. Now stole. It is. Lauren Finnerty gets it off to Toby Soul. Toby Soul drives in there, shots up, no good. Rebound put back up, and no good. Rebound off of Kylie Finnerty. Toby Soul had two good opportunities in there.
I don't know if I'd call them good opportunities. Again, I feel like she was kind of forcing those shots up. She's just trying to get it to fall in any way she can. She's not really giving herself enough time to really get a clear view of the basket.
They get the ball into Jalen Weekly. Weekly's shot's up no good, and then a foul 90 feet away from the basket, and Coach is going. Coach Daniels has got his head in his hands going.
Yeah.
Why?
Wow.
And that's number three on Jalen.
That was problematic.
If that was just her first one, you wouldn't
think. No big deal, yeah. Your third one was still 48 seconds to go in the second quarter. That is concerning to say the least if you're Madison.
Free throw is up and no good by Kylie Kennedy. And now checking in the game, Morgan Weekly replacing Jalen Weekly.
I'm curious. I can imagine she likely will be, but it would be surprising to see if Coach Daniels chooses to start her in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of game to play.
Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Madison. We get it across the timeline to Morgan Weekly. Morgan gets it up to Sadie Albert. Sadie gives the ball off to Ruby. Ruby for three. Shots up, no good. Rebound to Hartford. 25 seconds to go. Layup is up and good by Lauren Kennedy. Lauren now with 4 points, and Hartford picking up some full court pressure here.
Hartford was about to head back to the other end. Coach Thomas saying, no, stay out there.
And now they get the ball down underneath to Sadie Albert. She's going to be fouled on the drive.
Aubrey Finnerty picking that one up, and I don't know. I'm not sure if I would call that a foul, but it looked like she was just trying to get some pressure on her. She just had her hand out. I don't know. It seems like kind of a soft foul.
And Coach Brett Daniels wants to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout, too. 12 seconds to go in the half. Madison 25. Hartford 18 back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball on Country 101.7. Brought to you by MT Networks. Now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by the Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Schenke at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie. Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
12.4 seconds to go. Madison set the inbound to the right of their basket, leading by 7. Inbounds pass comes in up top. Sadie Albert's going to run it down in backcourt. And now she gets the ball over and gives it up to Ruby. Ruby, 6 seconds to go. Has the ball knocked away. Sadie Albert with it. Albert gets in, gets a shot off, but it's blocked. Oh, they're going to say jump ball. Oh, it's halftime.
Nope, they're going to call halftime.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty.
So at the half, it is Madison 25, Hartford 18. We'll be back with the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University. Helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
At Longline Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast art savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longline Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24-7 at longlineauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Welcome to the Longmine Auto Plaza Halftime Show, and at the half it is Levo 25, Hartford 18. Let's give you a rundown of the statistics. The stats brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. For Madison, they're being led by 8 points from Candace Ashlock. They got 4 points each from Kaylin Ruthie, Sadie Albert, and Jalen Weekly, while they've got 2 points from Bailey Benjamin and Camden White. And for Hartford, they're being led by 6 points from Aubrey Finnerty, 4 points each from Toby Soul and Lauren Finnerty, 2 from Kylie Finnerty, and 2 from Trinity Wendell. Taken, do you have the team stats done? Okay. Not quite yet.
It's a lot. It's hard to do math, man.
1 plus 1.
1 plus 1. Dude, I'll be honest. The age has not helped me when it comes to numbers.
Oh. I'll be the same way in the second game. So.
Fair enough.
But this one here, it's just been, it's been a tight game so far, and it's one of those things that,
well, and I think you can use the term tight in more ways than one. I mean, it's been defensively a very close game, as both teams making kind of the same mistakes on each side, one of them just capitalizing a little better on the other, and Madison leading things 25-18. But it's also been a tight game from the officiating standpoint too, as they're not really letting much go free.
Yeah.
They're calling just about everything, so if you're going to be a little overly physical, you're going to get called out for it, as we've already seen. Madison, with some key players already in foul trouble here heading into the second half.
And that's the one thing, is it's been fair, though.
Absolutely.
It's been called tight both ways. And so now, as a player, you have to adjust to that. You have to get in and figure out how to do this, and just make sure that you've got everything adjusted.
Absolutely. And if I'm either coach, that's how I want it. You know, I want it to be, if it's going to be tight, make it tight on both ends.
Yeah.
Absolutely, completely fair. We'll get into our team stats, but I think maybe pay a few more bills, say hello to a few more sponsors before we jump into those, if that's all right with you?
Yes, that sounds great.
All righty. Again, it's 25-18, Madison leading Hartford here in the halftime intermission of our girls' half of the area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, OP Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Hurtman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors, wishing all athletes good luck, happy to help with any real estate needs.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perioff, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perioff Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
back here at Hartford High School in the area high school game of the week. 25-18, Madison with the lead. And it's just been a tough battle here tonight. Both these two teams, I think when you look at the second half, it's going to be who can handle the foul situation the best. Because you got multiple fouls on Candace Ashlock and Jenna Thompson and Jalen Weekly with three fouls each. And just the foul situation tonight with Madison is pretty good.
Well, and I mean, the fast pace they've been playing, I mean, it's no surprise that both teams with either 10 or 9 turnovers, looking at the team stats here, Madison, 10 turnovers, 9 turnovers for Hartford. I mean, it's not really a shock when you consider how fast they've been going, how physical they've been on each other here throughout the game. Looking at the rebound game, Madison winning that one narrowly, 13-10 in that first half. Wasn't a lot of room for rebounds in certain situations because, again, a lot of contact being called down low. Looking at the free throw game, Madison slightly edges out Hartford, 7 out of 10. Hartford, 6 out of 12. So Hartford, 50%.
Yeah.
Madison, a little more than that here thus far. But, again, my number skills, I think I might be a little higher. But my math skills haven't always been that great. Madison, 2 out of 5 from beyond the arc. Hartford, 0 for 4 from three-point range. And then Madison, 8 out of 18 from the field overall. Hartford, 6 of 22.
That will do it for the statistics for GL Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. And that will wrap up the Longmine Auto Plaza, and we'll be back with the second half after this two-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
At Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longmineauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball, brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane. Providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud, go Bulldogs!
I do have a halftime score from Lebo and Meredithine Valley. Lebo leads Meredithine Valley 36-14.
Wow.
And right now at the half here, it is Madison leading Hartford 25-18.
And it looks like we're having a little bit of a conversation down here between the officials and the Hartford coaching staff, and it doesn't look to be a cheerful one.
No, I think it's over that jump ball right at the end.
Yeah. And I will tell you this, assistant coach Danny Kitzner, not pleased with, I couldn't hear what the answer was from the lead official there, but Kitzner clearly not happy about it.
No. As we get set to start the second half, it looks like Madison will have their original starting lineup of Candace Ashlock, Kaylin Moody, Sadie Albert, Jalen Weekly, and Jenna Thompson, while Hartford will have theirs with Lauren Finnerty, Kylie Finnerty, Trinity Wendell, Lexi Gieskin-Mears, and Aubrey Finnerty.
Understand it 100% from Coach Daniels, but at the same time, you got to be a little cautious here when you have some of your key players on that starting five in foul trouble.
Yeah, when I was wrong, it looks like Toby Stoll is out there instead of Aubrey Finnerty for Hartford.
Probably a good move there by Coach Thomas. I think he knows just how physical this game's going to be.
A steal by Houston Myers. Pass down to Wendell. Wendell's layup no good. And Hartford missed a great opportunity there.
Too fast.
And now on the other end, we got Sadie Albert driving to the basket, and she's fouled.
Yeah, just way too fast there for Hartford.
And that's going to be on Lexi Gieskin-Mears, her second. And
the official's having a powwow.
Yeah, it's just, okay. I don't think they're deciding where they're going for pizza afterwards.
No. Boy, pizza sounds good.
It does. Inbound pass for Madison. They're having trouble getting the ball inbound, and they're going to throw it deep, and it's going to be run down by Sadie Albert. Albert gets it. Now gives the ball off to Ludy. Man-to-man defense being put on by Hartford. Ball goes to the left side to Albert. To Ashlock. Ashlock then gives the ball off to Ludy. Ludy to Jenna Thompson to run in the weave out front. Now the ball to Weekly. Weekly goes to the right side to Ashlock. Ashlock back out to Weekly on the right wing. Weekly drives in. She's going to be fouled. Foul on Lauren Finnerty. That's just her second.
Not even a full minute into the quarter just yet, and already we're seeing fouls being called.
Inbounds pass comes in. That's going to be up to Jalen Weekly. Weekly goes to left side to Jenna Thompson, who lays it up and good.
Once again, just excellent ball movement there by Madison, drawing the defenders up high, then going down low to finish it off with 2 points.
Jenna Thompson with her first two of the night sends the lead to 27-18. Right side, Finnerty. Lauren Finnerty's three-pointer's up, no good. Rebounded by Weekly. Weekly gets it down the court to Thompson. Layup good.
Speed kills right there as Thompson just was able to get down the court in a hurry.
Three-pointer by Toby Soul is up and good.
First make from beyond the arc for Hartford tonight.
That is a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Cuts the lead to 29-21. 6:37 to go here in the third quarter.
Quick update from Wichita, from Dylan Sherwood. Emporia High starting to lose that lead a little bit now, leading 29-22 over Independent at the end of the third quarter.
Now ball stolen away. Going to be picked up in backcourt by Lauren Finnerty. Layup, no good. Rebound, Kylie Finnerty's shot's up, no good. Rebounded by Kirsten Myers. Gets the ball out to Wendell. Wendell drives in, shot's up, no good. Rebound this time to Hartford again. Toby Soul's jumper is up and good. Eventually one of them's going to fall.
You got to think so. Coach Thomas is very happy that they got it to fall, but again, the speed of Hartford there was just too much.
That's the lead to 29-23. 5:55 to go in the third. Masson with the lead in the ball. The ball goes to the left side. Three-pointer is up and no good. And rebound to Hartford.
Hartford now in the lead in the rebounding game at 14. They've had four in the last 30 seconds, three of those offensively, the last one defensive.
You know, that doesn't improve, though, your shooting percentage.
No, it doesn't, but hey, you're only trailing by six, where at one point you're trailing by 10 or more.
They are fighting back. Ball goes inside, and the ball's going to be turned over by Kylie Finnerty.
Well, that'll be the 10th turnover for Hartford. Madison's still in the lead there with 11. It's not often that you see the team leading in turnovers also leading in the score.
Yeah. Now we're going to get another turnover.
That's number 12 on the night for the Lady Bulldogs.
Lauren Finnerty gives it off to Trinity Wendell. Wendell's layup and good.
That was just picture perfect. Literally cut straight through the defense all the way to the basket. Nobody touched her. Nobody came close.
Cuts the lead to four. 29-25, just under 5 minutes to go in the third.
And Hartford did a great job disrupting Madison on the other end, blocking the pass there. was Lexi Gieskin-Mears. Gieskin-Mears has been a great presence down low there for Hartford tonight.
Jalen Weekly shots up, no good. Rebound to Hartford.
Give her that shot 20 times, and Mears, she makes that one, or Weekly makes that one 19 times. That was just the one miss.
Give it inside the turning window layup. Good.
Wow.
Hartford's cut the lead to two, 29-27. Here comes Masson with the basketball. Driving in, Sadie Albert's going to be fouled out there by Toby Soule.
I don't know. I hate that call for officials, because that's one of those ones that can go either way. You have a player who's in the lane, didn't quite have her feet set, but you have another player who extended the elbow out, making the offensive foul possible. So that's a tough 50-50 call for an official.
The inbounds pass comes in to Sadie Albert. Wide open underneath. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Wendell, and the foul on the rebound.
16 rebounds now for Hartford. And another foul up on the board for Madison.
That one is on Sadie Albert. That's just her second.
It's, you know, we talked about the physicality, Ken. It's more impressive that Hartford still has their five starters out there, considering how physical it's been. Whereas Madison, they have a much deeper bench, and they've got some of their key players in serious foul trouble.
And a three-pointer is up and no good by Lauren Finnerty. Rebound to Jenna Thompson. 4 minutes to go in the quarter. In the third, 29-27, Masson with the lead in the ball. They get the ball into Weekly. Weekly turns around, gets it in underneath to Levy. Levy's shot's up, no good. Rebounded to Hartford.
17th rebound now for the Lady Jags.
Three-pointer is up and no good by Kylie Finnerty. Rebound comes out to Sadie Albert.
That was a weird one where it looked like it was going straight for the basket, and it just, like, grazed.
They get the ball into Jalen Weekly, and she can't get the shot to go. And the ball comes right side to Gieskin-Mears. Mears out. Three-pointer is up. And good! And Hartford, it's the lead on the Lauren Finnerty three-pointer. That's a 31st and land agent three. Experience the Midwest land group difference. Coach Brett Daniels wants a timeout. And 3:22 to go in the third quarter. It's Hartford 30, Madison 29. Back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Levo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. By Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. Area High School Basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Rock Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
3:22 to go here in the third quarter. Hartford with the 30-29 lead. One of the things, though, Tegan, is Madison's getting the inside shots, too, but
yeah,
they just can't get anything to fall.
Well, they kind of feel as Hartford did in that first. They were getting some good looks, and they were getting good penetration, but the ball just would not fall in their favor. It's definitely switched fortunes here. The basketball gods favoring the ladies in white right now.
Jenna Thompson tries to get the ball inside, has the ball stolen away. Coming up with the steal is Kylie Finnerty.
13th turnover for Madison.
Wow. And the ball goes up top to Lauren Finnerty. Finnerty gives it over left side to Soule. Back up to Lauren Finnerty and the Trendy Wendell. Trendy Wendell gets inside. Shots up no good. Rebound by Gierskin-Mears. Now three. Lauren Finnerty thought about the three. Instead, she drives in. She's going to be fouled. I think she would like to decline the penalty and
yeah,
take the basket.
Tell you what, I'll decline the penalty. They can make a charitable donation. We'll take the points.
Yeah. That foul, by the way, is on Candace Ashlock.
Uh-oh.
And that's her fourth. Camden White back in the game. Camden White had given some good minutes in the first first half.
Not to overstate the obvious, but that's four for Ashlock, and there is still a mountain's worth of time left to go in this ball game.
And the ball goes to the right side. Now they get it in the Gierskin Mears. Back out to Kylie Finnerty. Left side, Lauren Finnerty. Back up top to Toby Soul. Toby Soul into Trinity Wendell. Ball stolen away.
I was going to commend Hartford for the ball movement there, and then they just kind of made a dangerous, unnecessary pass down low. I understand you're trying to go for the points, but you got somebody being triple teamed. You don't need to throw it to them.
Ball up top. Luthy's shot is up and good.
They needed that in the worst way.
Taylor Luthy now with six. And that lead goes back to Madison, 31-30, 1:50 to go in the third. Ball goes to the left side to Kylie Finnerty. Back up top to Toby Soul. Three-pointer, good!
Bank is open.
Toby Soul with her second. Cody Thurston, land agent three, experienced the Midwest land good difference and almost a steal mid-court. We want to say it's out of bounds off of Hartford. Hartford with the 33-31 lead, 1:30 to go in the third.
Hartford really cranking up the defensive intensity here as getting whistles from the official.
Well, I think somebody over there is going to be asked to
vacate the premises.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to wait and see what's going to go on here. Or he's going to go up and, or Ben's going to go up and sit by him.
Well, everybody kind of looking around wondering who he's hunting for.
Yeah. Now the inbounds pass comes in to Luthy. Luthy gets the ball off to Jenna Thompson. Now the ball tried to get it over to Sadie Albert. Albert couldn't handle the pass. That is number 14. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of turnovers.
I love how you said it, then stopped and went, whoa, wait, what? Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
No, three-pointer by Gierskin Mears is up, shots up, no good, rebound to Madison.
Just because you're hitting the threes doesn't mean you have to live or die by it here. Hartford just needs to try and run a little bit of clock here, try and get some penetration down low. Use up that shot clock as much as you can.
Under a minute to go. They get the ball left side to Jenna Thompson for three. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Hartford. Here comes Toby Soul with it. Soul gives the ball off to Lauren Finnerty. Right side it goes down in the corner to Trinity Wendell. Back up top it goes to Gierskin Mears. Now left side, Lauren Finnerty. Now over to Kylie Finnerty. Back up. Now they're going to throw the ball away. And here comes Masson with it.
And it is number 12 for Hartford.
Now they get the ball inside. Masson goes to Camden White. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Trinity Wendell. Wendell takes it down the court. Layup, no good. Rebound to Madison. Here comes Jalen Weekly with it. Weekly takes it in. Loses control of the basketball. Turns around, gives a shot up. No good. She's fouled.
With 0.6 seconds left. I mean, that's a great awareness by Weekly to just turn and shoot and almost get it to fall.
Yeah, Coach Thomas is going over, Lauren, don't follow through on that with that block.
Yeah.
Free throw by Weekly is up, and it is good.
Both teams shooting very well from the free throw line here tonight. Sorry, Ken, didn't mean to step on you there.
Jalen's with just 5 points on the night. She is well below average.
Yeah.
Free throws up and no good. Rebound to Madison, and that does it for the third quarter. And what a quarter it's been for the Hartford Lady Jaguars.
Absolutely.
One time down 10 points. After three quarters, it's now Hartford 33. Madison 32. We'll be back with the fourth quarter following this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates available. The Madison Alumni Association, they back the Bulldogs.
Come out and support their MHS student athletes every step of the way. And USD 386 Madison Virtual. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dawgs! Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hogan Excavating. Specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 366-1161. The Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com. And the Hartford One Stop, where their convenience store is open 7 days a week to serve you. Check out their daily lunch specials. Go Jaguars!
33-32. Hartford with the lead in the basketball. Toby Soule came off the bench. She's been coming off the bench this game. And she has 12 points off the bench. That's pretty good.
Well, you expect that from one of your senior leaders there. Toby Soule, she's played a lot of minutes for Coach Thomas over the years, and she has been an impactful player throughout that entirety of her career.
And so here comes Hartford with the basketball. Toby Soule has it. She gives the ball to the left corner. Now they get it in underneath the Aubrey Finnerty. Shots up no good. Rebound to Madison. They get the ball left side to Luby. Luby drives in, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Aubrey Finnerty.
Referee's kind of letting them play a little bit more here in this fourth quarter. And I want to point out that Hartford doubled their rebound total from the entire first half in a single quarter, put up 10 rebounds there in the third quarter after putting up 10 throughout both the first and second combined.
Ball comes out to Trinity Wendell. Hartford with the one-point lead. And they get the ball left side now. Three-pointers up.
Oh,
and good by Aubrey Finnerty.
That was a Hail Mary last-ditch effort kind of throw of the basketball, and it found Pater. What a shot by Finnerty.
That was a Kobe Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Three-pointer by Caitlin Luthy's up. No good. Rebound to Toby Soule from Hartford. Hartford with a four-point lead. 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, ball goes inside to Lauren Finnerty. Shots up, no good. Rebound to Madison.
Coach Ryan Thomas showing off his athletic ability, jumping about 5 feet in the air there off that miss. He's thinking they could have a much more sizable lead if they could just hit some of those bunny shots.
Ball goes into Jalen Weekly, layup good.
Can't let her get close.
Weekly now with just 7 on the night. Cuts the lead to 2, 36-34. Nearing 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Wendell has it, gives the ball to the right side. Now they get it in. Aubrey Finnerty back out to Lauren Finnerty for 3. Shots up, no good. Rebound to Madison.
Give Aubrey a lot of credit there throughout this game in those situations.
Jalen Winkley layup good.
We're tied. I want to say, though, Finnerty, in those situations where she's had someone to her back, she hasn't been able to move, she's tried to fire up random shots. That time she kicks it out, tries to get an open opportunity. Good heads-up play there by Finnerty, just didn't pay off.
Timeout called by Hartford coach Ryan Thomas. We'll take a timeout, too. 5:37 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 36 back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Madison, part of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
36 all, 5:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hartford with the basketball. Lexi Gieskin-Mears set to get the ball in. She does to Lauren Finnerty. Lauren Finnerty gets the ball to the left side. Now they get the ball right side to Lauren Finnerty. Lauren picks up her dribble, gets it in underneath the Trinity Wendell, gets a scoop shot up and no good, but she's fouled. Uh-oh, that could be number four on Candace Ashlock.
That would be five, I believe, actually, if that's Ashlock.
Yes, it would be.
And then she's walking towards the bench. Yep, that's it. Ashlock is done. And again, the fortunate thing for Coach Handles, he's got some options there on the bench. But, man, that's going to be a big presence to lose, especially in a game this tight that you're not exactly controlling the momentum.
She carried him the first half. She fouls out with 8 points on the night. Trandy Wendell's free throw is up, and it is
too strong.
No good. Wendell 0 for 3 tonight from the free throw line.
Again, Hartford, I think, would have a much more sizable lead right now, but they've either been too strong or too soft on their shots. They haven't been able to find a lot of consistency.
And Trandy Wendell's second free throw. It is on the way up, and it is good.
That was the best drawn-out pause I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That was great.
Good.
Well done, Ken.
Thank you.
That was fantastic.
And they got a one-point lead now for Hartford. They get the ball inside to Jalen Weekly. Weekly gets it back up to Luby. Luby left side to Thompson. Thompson drives in, shots up, no good. Rebound to Hartford. Coach Daniels is like going, okay, now where was that? So Hartford with the 1 point lead on the ball, get the ball in to Trandy Wendell, and she's going to be fouled by Jalen Weekly.
That's four for Weekly.
The officiating and the officials in the Madison black and gold are not happy with.
No, the cheering section for the Bulldogs is definitely not pleased with that one. But it was a clear-cut call right there.
Wendell's free throw is on the way up, and it is good. You know, as a broadcaster, it's like, okay, everybody else is quiet.
Talking. I'll never forget the time I got a message saying I was talking too low. I was doing this because there was a free throw going on.
Second free throw is on its way up, and it is no good. Rebounded, though, by Gieskenier, so Hartford keeps it. They get the ball up top to Trandy Wendell.
23 rebounds in the game thus far, 13 coming from just the third and fourth quarter.
Now the ball goes to the right side to Toby Soul. She gets it in underneath to Wendell. Wendell now loses control of the basketball. It goes out of bounds off of Wendell.
An awful lot of contact there. I'm surprised that one wasn't called a foul.
And I noticed Coach Fultz kind of got in front of Coach Daniels down there like.
Hey, Ava, you got to remember, she used to wear that jersey, and she was a firecracker, that's for sure.
She was. Now we're going to have a loose ball on the other side, but they're going to say it's a foul instead.
Oh.
And if that's on Soul, that'll be number four on Toby.
She gets bailed out there.
No, they actually called it on Gieskin.
Yep.
Gieskin Mears. Toby's like, oh, I was over here.
Yeah, Toby's like, wasn't me. Well, I'm not taking this one.
They get the ball inside the Weekly. Weekly double teamed and the ball stolen away.
Ooh.
By Lauren Femin. That was excellent help defense by Lauren Femin.
Absolutely. She read that pass perfectly. Camden White picks up the foul for Madison. That's her second. But Coach Daniels, you know he's going to be talking with his. Oh, no!
Oh yeah.
That was scary right there. Hartford was inbounding it. Gieskin Mears was sending it over to Lauren. Finity was not looking or paying attention. I don't think she heard the whistle.
Wendell's free throw is up and no good. And Wendell's shot is up and no good.
She recovered.
Yes.
that was a little scary.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I looked up and went,
I didn't mean to scare there. It's just the momentum that they've had, that was just such an uncharacteristic mistake right there. She just did not see the pass coming whatsoever. Blew right past her, almost went out of bounds. You hate to see the momentum die like that.
And that's the one thing. Lauren Finity is so athletic, and yet she is just a freshman. But tried to get the ball into her sister that time, had the ball stolen away. Candace Ashlock. Well, Candace is out. Kaylin Ruby gives it to Sadie Albert. Albert gives it to Jenna Thompson. Thompson to Sadie Albert. Left side, it goes to Levy. Inside, the ball's going to be stolen away by Kennedy, but they're going to give it for the foul.
Yeah, and that's the right call all day long. She came flying in right over the back right there. That's just kind of a freshman mistake, and that's going to be her fourth foul. But I think she's getting really amped up here by the fact that they've got the momentum on in their favor, but you can't let it lead to little mistakes like that, especially when you're only up 2 points.
Inbound pass comes to Ruby. Ruby drives in, layup, good.
Right there. Coach Thomas saying it right there to Lauren Finnerty. You're costing us right there. We can't have that.
Kaylin Ruby now with eight. We're tied at 38 with 3:16 to go in the fourth. Ball goes to the left side. Lauren Finnerty, she gets it in to Trinity Wendell. Shots up, good. Trinity Wendell now with 10. And it's a two-point lead for Hartford, 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. Ball up top, Caitlin Ruby. Ruby picks up dribble, gives it off to Sadie Albert. Albert has the ball almost stolen away, but comes up in the hands of Jenna Thompson. Thompson gets inside, shot is up, good.
That's one of those shots. It falls, you're excited, it doesn't. Coach is asking why you took it, because she kind of just granny shot it.
Yeah.
Threw one up there, kind of threw up a prayer, and we've seen a lot of those be answered tonight on both sides.
It looks like a swish in the book. We're tied at 40. Ball goes to the left side to Lauren Finnerty. Finnerty gives it up to Toby Soule. Soule goes to the right side to Trinity Wendell. Wendell launches a three, gets a three-pointer.
Boom. Did a great job. She just pumped fake perfectly. Went inside, back right back out, got the defenders off of her, wide open for the shot.
And we're going to get a foul on the other end. That, by the way, was a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experienced the Midwest Land Group difference. Foul is on. Now, that one is on Toby Soule, and that's number 4 on her. So timeout going to be called. Timeout called by Hartford coach Ryan Thomas. It's going to be a full timeout. 1:59 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 43-40. Hartford with the lead. Back up to this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball on Country 101.7. Brought to you by MT Networks. Now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering 1 gig speeds. Contact MT Networks. And by the Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial, residential, and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Madison has the ball to start off to come, as we come back out with 1:59 to go. They get the ball inbounds to Sadie Albert. Albert tries to go.
Huge turnover right there.
Yeah, Sadie wasn't even really looking when she threw that pass. It didn't look like.
No, it almost looked like the one that we saw earlier for Hartford, that inbound that almost went out of bounds.
And now Hartford with a chance to extend their lead. Trinity Wendell with it on the right side. Gets it down in the corner to Gishkin Mears. Gishkin Mears gives it back up to Wendell. Wendell back up. Now, Lauren Kennedy gets the ball off to Wendell. Wendell to Toby Soule. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Ball stolen away. Jenna Thompson gives it up to Jalen Weekly. Weekly layup. Good!
That's
and
huge.
Now.
Huge. If she can get this extra point after the foul on the shot, Weekly will set them into the fourth tie of the second half.
Fouls on Trinity Wendell, that's her fourth.
Oh, boy. Problematic, because now you got two of your starters in foul trouble in what could shortly be a tie ball game. Coach Thomas going to have to think this one pretty thoroughly.
Jenna Thompson's free throw's up, no good. Rebounded by Sadie Albert.
Weekly.
Uh-oh. Now they get the ball in underneath, and the ball's knocked away. And we're going to get a foul underneath.
On Madison.
Oh, and Coach Daniels is like.
Coach Daniels doesn't like that one, and neither does Jenna Thompson. Thompson trying to plead with the official, saying, my hands were up, I didn't push, but official didn't see it that way. That's the fourth for Thompson.
Yeah.
So that's two key players now with four fouls, and Thompson and Weekly both still out there.
Yeah, and also, I was looking at if that would have been on Hartford, somebody was fouling out. Now the ball gets knocked out of bounds by off of Toby Soule. That's 15 turnovers for Hartford.
At the absolute worst possible time.
106 to go, but they can't go for the last shot with the shot clock.
Nope.
Kaylin Luthy gets inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded, pulled down by Hartford.
Coach Daniels jumping up and down. He thought there should have been a foul call. I'm not sure I can side one way or the other, but I could see where the call could have gone either way.
And now the ball goes to the right side to Houston Mears.
Just trying to run some clock here as Hartford.
Now they get the ball over to Finnerty. Finnerty's on the left side. Gets the ball off to Toby Soule. 13 seconds to go on the shot clock. 34 in the game. Wendell with it. Gets inside. She's going to be called for travel.
Yep. You might be able to argue that she may have gotten a little assistance with that travel, with a little bit of a bump from behind, but they're not going to give it to her.
Timeout going to be called by Hartford coach Ryan Thomas. 28 seconds to go in the ballgame. 43-42, Hartford with the lead. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. Well, after 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
43-42. Madison with the Hartford with the lead. Madison with the basketball. 25 seconds to go. Kaylin Luthy gets it across the timeline for Madison. Gets the ball over. Now dribbles over to the left wing. Now she goes off a screen up top. Luthy picks up a dribble, gives it off to the Weekly.
Oh,
Candlelight travel. And now 10 seconds to go. Now Madison needs the foul. They need the foul in a hurry, and they do. And that's Jenna Thompson. Jenna's right. You can't be picky on who gets the foul, right?
No, but, I mean, the problem is you're down by one, and some of your crucial players here are in foul trouble. You're going to need them in this last 8.7 seconds, so what do you do if you're Coach Daniels?
Jenna fouls out. That's her sixth.
He's in a precarious position here.
Yes. She fouls out with 6 points on the night. At the free throw line is the freshman, Lauren Finnerty.
Well, she can't necessarily put the game away, but she can definitely make it difficult here.
Free throw is up, and it is no good.
So Madison still with a chance to win. Even if she hits this next one, they could win it with a three.
Yeah. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Kaylin Luthy. Timeout called by Madison. We'll just keep it right here, Tegan.
Yeah. So
what do you think Coach Daniels is going to look for?
Well, he's going to definitely look for someone to set up the screen. They're going to inbound it right off the side. They're going to look for the open position, and if they have to, they're going to shoot it on the run beyond the perimeter. He's been in this situation before. I go back to about 5 years ago, the game-winning shot in the Lyon County League Boys Championship ball game. Chase Harrison in this exact predicament with about 3 seconds on the clock. It's exactly what they did. They inbounded it off the left side of the floor. He circles around, or sorry, off the right side of the floor, circles around just to about the top of the key and lets it go. It was picture perfect, and it was a memory forever.
Yes.
I guarantee you he is drawing up that same play. He is looking for the open shooter, and I guarantee you that shooter is going to be wearing 13.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing is, too, because he's got enough timeouts. If they get the ball inbounds and get it to midcourt and they don't see something comfortable with their offense.
Watch the full court pressure here by Hartford, because if Hartford fouls again, it puts Madison in the bonus.
The inbounds pass comes in. Kalen Luby gets it across the timeline. Timeout. Yep. Down to midcourt.
Timeout by Coach Daniels. I mean, that's the smart move right there. Set up that play that I was just talking about. Now watch for Weekly to come off the left wing here off the inbound. She's obviously not going to handle the inbound. She's going to circle around from the left wing up to the top, try and get the shot off. If anybody can do it, Weekly has shown that she is the one to do it. But the problem is, Weekly's been held in check here tonight.
Yes.
She's going to have at least two bodies on her, I guarantee
you. Yes. And really, with Ashlock out, she's the other three-point shooter.
Yeah.
For...
Well, but here's the catch-22. You know they're going to double-team Weekly. The problem is that we've seen Madison exploit this all night long. Hartford loves to bring those defenders way up high, but they leave the back door wide open.
Yeah.
So I think Coach Daniels is going to tell his inbounder, look for the open look. I would not be surprised if Weekly is used as a decoy.
Yes. 3 seconds to go here in the ballgame. And what's been a hard-fought affair between Hartford and Madison. And it's not like you can foul anybody.
No.
Right now, that'd be two free throws.
Well, but you only have 3 seconds left,
yeah.
And it depends on how long it takes for them to whistle the foul. Weekly, again, she's heading all the way over to the right wing, now coming along the baseline.
So Ruby set the inbound.
You don't need the three.
They throw it in deep to Weekly, and the ball stolen away.
Intercepted by Hartford. No foul call, and that does it.
Hartford Jaguars. The Jaguars come away with the victory here tonight by a score of 43-42.
Wow. Unbelievable. First loss in the books on the season for the Madison Lady Bulldogs.
Yes, it does.
And it just comes in one of the craziest games we've seen in a while.
Yeah, right now we'll take a break and be back with the Rich Store Company post-game show coming up here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, OP Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors, wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Area High School. Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Welcome to the Ritz Door Company postgame show. The final score, Hartford 43, Madison 42. Let's give you a rundown of statistics brought to you by Geo Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. For Madison, they were led by Jalen Weekly with 11. 8 points each from Candace Ashlock and Kaylin Luthy. 6 points from Jenna Thompson. 4 points from Sadie Albert and 2 points each from Camden White and Bailey Benjamin. For Hartford, they had two players in double figures, led by Trinity Wendell with 13, 12 from Toby Soule off the bench, 9 from Aubrey Finnerty, including a huge three-pointer, 7 points for Lauren Finnerty, and 3 for Kylie Finnerty.
Looking at the team stats, Hartford and Madison really neither team shooting particularly well. Madison 16 of 32 overall, Hartford 15 of 43, but they made the difference down the stretch. Some big three-pointers there for Hartford, 5 of 13 overall after being 0 for 4 in the first half. Madison 2 of 8. They hit their first two, couldn't get another one the rest of the night. Free throws, Madison 8 of 13. Hartford 8 of 18. Rebound game, Hartford takes it 24 to 20 after only having 10 total in the first half. They put up an extra 14 in the second. Then you look at the turnover battle, Madison wins it 17 to 16. Not a category you want to win.
No, that's for sure. And that wraps up the Ritz Store Company post game show. The final score here on the girls' side, Hartford 43, Madison 42. Back with the boys coming up on Country 101.7 FM.